The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Infowars.com is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Pancho fell.
Poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The death is quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends.
The good news is, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is coming out.
I need your prayers.
All across the world, the sleeping giant that is humanity is waking up. The whole artificial construct we live in.
He only did what he had to
do. And the fact that civilization has a lot of good things in it, but there's an evil that's been hiding in its complexity. And we're there to expose that. There to try to get you to open your eyes up and investigate what's happening in your area and magnify the good, promote it, and then oppose the corruption. Our guest is with us another 5 minutes, Tony Mark, Dr. Tony Mark, disease-reversal.com, highly recommended by Billy Corrigan. By the way, he was here live a few weeks ago with us in studio, did a taped interview with Leanne McAdoo. I want to promote that properly, so that's going to air next Wednesday during my show. It's about a 20-minute interview, very powerful. He said even more controversial stuff during that. And people say, oh, he's a rock star, who cares? He's a super smart guy who knows what he's talking about, has a great spirit, and has the courage to speak out. But let me tell you, I have other big movie stars and folks on here. You think Robert De Niro had him go after him, and the feds went after folks in Texas, and high-level government officials, not to show vaxxed? The stuff they do when you're in entertainment, you've sold 50 million records, the way they come after you is scary. And he's got the courage. So it's that courage I admire, not just the fact he's a smart guy and has great music. So finishing up with other solutions, Dr. Bark, get out there, get involved, force them to act like thugs. Don't be scared. We're fighting for children to not be brain damaged here.
Exactly. And we're fighting for children and for ourselves, for our lives, because remember, the vaccines are coming for you, for the adult. And if we just take this line down, that's going to happen. But I want to say that underneath, Billy Corgan is incredibly brilliant. And I was going to use a different word than incredibly, but I can't say that on your show. But he is one of the most brilliant minds I know and wickedly talented. Aside from that, though, let me tell you that underneath all vaccine injury and all chronic disease and all chronic pain syndromes is what I would call a dysautonomic syndrome. So the autonomic nervous system perceives itself to be an attack, and it can be an emotional attack. It can be a physical attack, but it can be this environmental chemical attack. And the body goes into protect itself, which is chronic sympathetic tone, fight and flight, all the time. And you can't heal in that tone. So the work that I did in my graduate school, in addition to looking at vaccines, was looking at first responders that are damaged, because we have first responders coming back from war. Over 30% of them are chronically damaged. And there's ways of reversing all chronic disease and damage, which is to deal with that excessive fight and flight and to get the autonomic nervous system working first and foremost.
And let's just say it. Those of us that engage evil all the time, take it on. I know I do. We kind of get PTSD.
Absolutely.
What are some of those techniques to get this stuff off of us, Doc?
Well, okay. So I use a handheld device that, oddly enough, was created in Russia in the cosmonaut program about 35 years ago, and it measures electrical impedance. It's very scientific. It's actually approved in this country for, you know, pain and injury. I'm using it off-label for many things. But I can measure impedance and see where along the sympathetic chain and acupuncture points there is still excessive sympathetic tone, and I can dialogue with an electrical frequency into the anterior hypothalamus to convince the anterior hypothalamus, which is the master control of everything in your body, that you're not...
By the way, but there's real science and there's kooks that misuse this, but I've got Dr. Nick Megatron with the thousands of government patents on this. That's all the subject. The globalists know about this, and they admit, even DARPA has been in major news, that they're, quote, testing waves to control us. So this stuff's going on.
Yeah, electrical frequency. So a body is electrical. We're electrical. The difference between something alive and dead is actually the electricity. The chemistry comes second. And so our whole system... autonomic nervous system is electrical. It has to be addressed. Aside from visiting somebody who knows how to deal with these devices, acupuncture, electrical acupuncture, homeopathy, breath work, meditation, you know, these things can help a lot.
Well, we are electrochemical, and I want to have you back about that. That is intriguing. I know about the Russian studies. Thank you so much. You're amazing. Disease-reversal.com. You're awesome, Dr. Mark. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It was fun. Loved it.
You bet. Incredible lady. All right. We got Stone coming up.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through.
There are many times when I'm with my children at the beach. And it's one of those days that seems to go on forever. Everything is just completely perfect. And you catch yourself about 3 hours into the experience, not even talking. And your little daughter walks over with sand all over her arms and face, smiling at you with that shovel in her hand and just looks at the water with you. And you know she wants you to go get the pail and dump water into the moat at her castle. You're clicked. You're synced. Words like violence break the silence. A song like that says it all.
Vows are spoken to be broken.
That's right, vows are broken. I think only when they've been spoken. Real vows aren't spoken, my friends, in my experience. They happen in your heart. I'm just glad I have feelings and care about humanity and myself. I'm an old sap, you could say, in the modern world. I care about trying to be good to people. And I notice a lot of people take being nice or caring about them as weakness. Like, why is this person being nice to me? Why is this person rewarding me? Why is this person empowering me? They must be weak. Let me try to push them around. But folks like that who've been brought up in the modern system quickly find out that's not why I was trying to be nice to them. I don't know. It's just that the globalists are so evil, they're so out of control, and they're so cold-blooded, they don't have any empathy for anyone. They really are sociopathic / psychopathic. But so many others that serve the corrupt systems are simply afraid, and they want power, they want status, they live in denial about what they're doing, and they engage in their activities because they think they'll get temporal success out of it. The problem is your subconscious mind is debated, but it's agreed upon that it is many orders of magnitude stronger and more intuitive than your conscious mind, which is your limited cerebral cortex, ocular focus. It's like the surface of the ocean versus the continuum of the entire body. In fact, that's one of the deepest quotes ever by Donald Trump. I don't really plan any of this, but will you guys search engine Donald Trump on shallowness, Donald Trump's shallowness quote? Because Donald Trump is self-deprecating, he's funny, he does some things I disagree with, he's a classic alpha male, just in all of his ridiculous golden toadness, it's fun. I mean, I make fun of myself all day as well, that's a good sign. But some of his quotes that he says off the cuff are like philosophy 2.0. And he has this quote about one of the deepest moments I ever had was when I learned to not sit there and overthink stuff and just be shallow. When I began to look at things on their surface, it was a very deep moment for me. Now, I'm paraphrasing the quote if you guys can find it. But your first approximation is generally your best, because it's the giant subconscious brain and all of your accrued life knowledge and all your genetic memory, all your instincts, everything focused in that snapshot. Just like a woman's first intuitions or your first impression is so important. Now, the globalists and everybody else try to have the glitzy car and the suit, and it's all leverage to the hilt so that people think you're more successful than you are. There's certainly camouflage, coloration, manipulation within that paradigm, but everybody knows that first impressions are incredibly important, and the media runs that quote constantly, making fun of Donald Trump like he's the biggest buffoon in the galaxy because he said that. And it's a profound statement. There it is. And to make creative choices, I try to step back and remember my first shallow reaction. The day I realized it can be smart to be shallow was, for me, a deep experience. Now, what did Donald Trump just say right there? He just said, I go with my gut. He just said, I go with my instincts. What does a woman tell you? It's well-known women have better intuition than men. They have three times the connections between left and right hemisphere than men do, and have parts of their brains men don't even have. So the whole system's about telling women what to think all day. This advertisement, that, look at this, look at that, because see, women actually guide and run the society. Women have the kids. Women are the civilization. They're everything. Men are a production in the female womb of, I need warriors. I need men like this. This is what I need to push the species. This is what I need to go out and do things for me and go out and take care of me and take care of the children I'm going to have. It's like a queen ant or bee sitting in the middle of her hive. But instead, you look what they do to women, telling women they're going to empower them. Have they empowered women? No, they haven't. They've done the opposite. They've taken women off the pedestal and put them in the gutter. Because they don't want women with that first approximation, with all that genetic knowledge going around and going, what's my first shallow thing on this? It's not a shallow analysis. It's the entire race consciousness of the species and a whole nother set of DNA men don't even have. What does that tell you? And that's why Hitler said, first you get the women. Then you have the children. So follow the men. First you get the women. Then you've got the children. So follow the men like dominoes falling over right into their hands. Let's play some Trump clips and I'm going to get more into this. Another little delicious jewel from Trump. Remember, the EU has come out unelected. UK didn't vote to enter it. No, just all these weird prime ministers signed deals. Treaties didn't get ratified. They're under it. They just say you're under it. NATO stands by with jump jets to attack you if you don't go along with it. For every refugee you don't let in for the Islamification, 250,000 euro fine. And then what does Trump say? Another horrible, evil, radical statement from him. He backs the European Union leaving, or he backs the UK leaving the European Union. But that's just a common sense thing. They make almost 90% of their laws. The EU bureaucracy is unelected. It's involved in all this corruption. It's a sick joke. Why would you want to be part of it? Let's play that clip.
I think the EU, with what's happened with the migration, and a lot of people are saying that the EU is sort of the one that, you know, the ones that are pushing it. I think the migration has been a horrible thing for Europe. I looked at Germany. I looked at different countries, even parts of Sweden, where they never had a problem in their life, and they're going through hell right now. You look at what's going on with that. A lot of that was pushed by the EU. I would say that they're better off without it, personally, but I'm not making that as a recommendation, just my feeling. I know Great Britain very well. I know, you know, the country very well. I have a lot of investments there. I would say that they're better off without it, but I want them to make their own decision.
And of course they're better off not having a giant bureaucracy sitting on top of them. That's from the Wall Street Journal. Of course they're better off not having a group that wants to undermine them and social engineer with the head of the EU migration program saying Europe is racist because it's white. Let's get rid of it. Peter Sutherland. No, you just want to get rid of it because once you've sunk it, everybody else will be poor and you can rule over us because you're tax exempt, you criminal. He is a criminal. Let's go to Trump responds to the never Trumpers, the Bushes and the Trotskyite crystals and everybody. I mean, what a joke. It's a badge of courage that this collection of scum is against Trump. If the Bushes and William Crystal were endorsing Trump, I'd be against him. Let's go to it.
Never Trump. You know why it's never Trump? Because I'm going to stop the gravy train for all these consultants and all of these people that are ripping off our country. It's called the gravy train. So, never Trump. By the way, a lot of these never Trumps are calling up, Mr. Trump, I admire you greatly, sir. We'd love to join the campaign. I said, didn't you do a horrible ad of me 2 weeks ago? And weren't you on a show where you said horrible things? I said, how do you pivot from that to saying you think I'm a wonderful person? He said, no problem, sir. You know why? Politicians, they can do that. I have a hard time doing it. They can do it.
He has a hard time doing it, doesn't he? They're just so scared of him, folks, because for all of his aggressiveness and there's a little bit of gangsterish stuff in there. I don't mean literal gangster, but, you know, that's a male attribute. It's like a rhinoceros. Trump just doesn't like America being screwed over. He's like, why should we make these weird deals? Because that's globalism, Trump, and he knows that. And he's exposing that. We have another clip coming up after break. The coal miners endorse Trump over Hillary's incredible lies. He will destroy Hillary. They've been wrong about everything else about Trump, but they say, oh, he's going to lose big to Hillary. Some made-up poll said. Let me tell you. All we do is win with Trump, even if he loses. Because he's injecting real issues and promoting nationalism. And the seeds that are being planted now are going to grow into mighty oaks. Stay with us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com. What if I say I will never surrender? Oh, there is a reality. just don't want people to be aware of it. Hillary came out with Obama and said, we're going to bankrupt coal. We're going to get rid of it. And the coal miner said, you said you were going to bankrupt us. She goes, I never said that, sweetie pie. I'm sorry what you heard me say sounded like that. I love you. Well, they're not buying it. They've come out as a national union and endorsed Trump. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Coal miners endorse Donald Trump.
Thank you, thank you. Mr. President, on behalf of the best coal miners, on behalf of the best coal miners in the world who mine the cleanest and safest and most environmentally sound coal in the world, we're so pleased to introduce to endorse you today, wish you the best of luck, and vow to support you the best we can. Thank you. Thank you. So
there's this whole globalist agenda to screw everyone over, and all Donald Trump wants to do is stop the policies that are meant to deindustrialize us. That's all he's doing. He just has to not be our enemy, and we'll do great. By the way, though, that's the same for every other country. Multinationals have come in and gotten countries to do things that are against their people's interests. That's all a nation state is a group to defend that another group doesn't come in and take over what you've developed and what you've built. Because I'm an anarchist, you know, down at bottom, but in a complex world with 7.5 billion people, you got to have something to protect what you've built. And I like the Swiss model where everybody's armed and got grenade launchers and they've got armored fortresses every few miles that if the citizens need to go in with a key and open it up, they got missile launchers and anti-aircraft guns and 50 caliber rifles. Of course, you know, Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in the world next to Japan. No one's sure who's got a lower one. It's probably Switzerland. And every citizen just has access, who doesn't have a criminal record, they have a very low crime rate, to armored redoubts, whether you're in a valley or a mountainside, and they're just full of weapons. One time, Rob Dew, when he lived in Switzerland for a year, a couple seasons there, and there's snow seasons, a lot of Americans go over there that are into skiing and, you know, work there for basically, just be paid for the room and board to ski. After college, he did that, and he talked about one time he was coming down with some locals, and they said, let's go over here and get something to eat. And they pull in, they open the big door, big iron door, and it's like all these weapons locked up and all these explosives, but also food. The local said, let's have some soup. I'm going from memory, but he told me that story like 5 years ago, but he ought to come in here sometime and talk about that. But, oh, trusting your citizens with grenade launchers? And they have the lowest crime rate and nobody's invaded them for 400 years? It all happened because of William Tell, you know, the guy that had to put the apple on his kid's head and shoot it with a crossbow. That's a true story. They'd sent in basically an Austrian-Hungarian empire. It predated that, but a Germanic group had come in and taken over Switzerland. And they were taking people's women. They were putting kids into slavery. They were taking people's property. And William Tell had to go back and get his kid away from him. And they said, all right, shoot the apple off his head. This is a true story. You can have your kid back. You know what happened after he got his kid back? He slaughtered a whole bunch of them. See, that's the ethos of Switzerland. We need to get back to that, folks. And what do they have? Highest standard of living in the world. Beautiful country. Sovereign, run by their cantons. Their states come together once a year and run the federal government. Nobody dares invade them, and every mile there's a cave with rocket launchers and weapons ready. The citizens are the government. They are the force. They don't need some big giant army, because anybody that came in there would be deader than a hammer. The United States copied Switzerland and the Netherlands. The Netherlands got rid of their Swiss model. The Swiss had their model set up because of William Tell's experience. But after that, the Dutch continually had pirates basically robbing their ports. And so they said, we're going to have what we call night watches. So all the different ports built their own private little castles with cannons and weapons and everything else and had militias. And the piracy stopped within a few decades. So after 100 years, they got along with everybody pretty good. So they got rid of it. you can Google a Rembrandt called Night Watch, and it shows the Night Watch, like 50 guys with a little kid, and he's got a weapon as well. And they're all sitting with their blunderbuss, their cannons, the rest of it, sitting right out front of the Night Watch, right there at the dock, their little castle, with all their weapons, drinking beers, sitting back waiting for any pirates to try to come in. The answer is arm the good people and watch tyranny evaporate.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Rob, dude, we're waiting for Roger Stone. He's getting his computer. Came in and he said, "No, I'll finish the story. You've forgotten part of it. It's better than that." When they ended up staying the night, I guess they ended up skiing when he was in Switzerland in one of the armored redoubts. So, Rob, briefly, we're talking about William Tell. The situation going on there in Switzerland, lowest crime rate in the world, totally sovereign, never invaded in 400 years, all because they had an uprising against basically a nearby country coming in and taking them over. They said, never again, we're going to arm ourselves. And they watched tyranny disappear like phantoms at dawn. Rob, do?
That's right, Alex. And so I stayed in a small village where a ski resort was, and if we went out at night down to the town, we would have to stay overnight in, it was basically in a basement underneath, I'd say a fourplex. There was some apartments on top, but you go in, it was a giant bomb shelter. You'd open the doors about this thick, and they had some beds set up and some storable food there, which, you know, we just kind of left that alone. We used the beds. There was three rooms. And then they had a hallway next to that, and then there was little cages that were locked up. And in each cage, we were both from Louisiana, so we're, you know, into hunting and all that. And he goes, check this out. Because he had been there a couple weeks before I was. He goes, look at this. And each one had a machine gun and a helmet, and I guess a vest with, you know, clips or magazines. I guess that's the correct term. But every single one of them had one in it. And that was, and we asked one of the locals, what's that for? They said, well, if anybody comes in and tries to attack us, we just go get our guns and are ready to, you know, we've all gone to the Army. Everybody goes and serves, I think when they turn 18, at least 1 or 2 years in the Army so they can be prepared for civilian defense if anything's ever going to happen. And that's the best civilian defense is, you know, training people and then sending them back out in the world with their arms so they can be ready if anything ever happens, especially in a country like
Switzerland. And I would be for that, maybe a tax exemption or tax credits to be able to go and have, like, free training for everybody. I don't want to have it organized. They'll turn it into social justice warrior globalism now. They're trying to push that. But the Swiss model really is part of where we got our model. We should go back to it. It's the way to go. And I've talked to family who's been over there and been in some of their bigger redoubts where you'll have, like, the local who's in charge of it. You go in there, it's like, you know, armored vehicles, rockets, missile launchers. I mean, they are ready.
Yeah, this was a small village I was in called Sorenberg. Not, you know, they had a grocery store, three bars, and a lot of happy Swiss people. And, you know, no crime that I could see, no poverty. What you know, it was interesting, you were talking about being natural and getting out. As I was taking the train from Zurich into that area, they had little garden houses alongside where people would go on the weekends and garden and do things out in nature. So they had those all along, and I thought that was really interesting that, you know, we don't really have anything like that here in this country. You know, people, I guess, go out to their camps or whatnot, but everybody had these set up, and it was just their little plot of land where they can garden. They were all beautiful. It looked like little hobbit houses just on this, you know, right next to the train tracks.
Well, we're going to be focusing more on this. Big study out. We have Stone yet? Almost. A big study out by Psychology Post. This is out of the Environmental and Behavior Journal. A big study that just walking in the woods a little bit makes you happy, releases a lot of key chemicals in your brain, lowers stress. It's amazing. And look, the globalists know this. That's why they're trying to keep us from doing this. It's total control. We're here to expose it. It's that simple. What we're bringing back is not rocket science, folks. This is normal human activity, this broadcast, okay? Thanks, Rob, dude.
Yep.
Appreciate that. Roger Stone joining us with bombshell info in a moment. Before I go any further, speaking of gardening, we're well into spring. You got time to have a spring, fall garden coming up next year, not just the summer garden. We got three planting periods in most areas of the country right now. Everyone should go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 10% off on all preparedness goods. Shortwave radios that are solar powered and crank, very lowest price, high quality. Super high quality water filtration systems that you don't just use in emergencies. You stop drinking the glyphosate fluoride filled water now. Very best systems out there. G-Shock watches. The storable food specials will end Sunday. I'm not extending it, I promise. That's it. 30 to 40% off on that. Super high quality. InfoWarsLife.com is for the nutraceuticals. We've got 10% off on that because I also see that as a preparedness item, whether it's the Liver Shield or Anthroplex or X2 or Colloidal Silver or DNA Force. And there's 10% off on top of that when you sign up for auto ship and free shipping on all orders, $50 or more. And I've got to say, we have never been selling more Hillary for Prison shirts than we are now. We have a new limited edition shirt. We have never been selling more of these than now. I don't know why, but I tell you, people really want to see Hillary Clinton indicted, and that would be absolutely wonderful because she is such a criminal. Those are available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, Roger Stone joins us. He doesn't normally come on, but once a week, a very, very busy man. But he has traveled to New York to ferret out more info, to find out in the campaign what's going on, the devastating victory for populism and nationalism in Indiana a few days ago. The Bush is coming out saying they won't endorse him. Wow, that'd be like Satan saying they won't endorse him. All these wonderful things happening. Such an exciting time right now. Donald Trump doubling down, saying Britain should leave the EU, promising to not shut off our coal mines, saying he'll repeal Obamacare. I've never been more proud of supporting Donald Trump. We're going to cover all the latest developments. He says some big breaking bombs he's going to drop right now. We'll also ask about a report I got from other insiders that we know in the campaign. And without Trump knowing, they may have snuck in a guy connected to Goldman Sachs. But who isn't connected to Goldman Sachs when it comes to finance? We're going to look at that as well with Roger Stone of StopTheSteal.org. And congratulations, everybody. They may still try to steal it, but that's now a very remote option. I'd say maybe 5% chance. When they were guaranteed to do it, he was the first guy 11 months ago on the show with Richard Reeves, Roger Stone was, to raise the alarm. Because you got organized, because you got involved, because you pointed out it was wrong to do, the arrogant Priebuses of the world have now been backed into a corner. But the fight is continuing. Let's now go to Roger Stone with breaking intel. Thank you, sir, for joining us in your busy schedule on this Friday.
Alex, I'm delighted to be here. It's a whirlwind day. It is incredible to me to watch the mainstream media continue to focus on the Never Trump group, a handful of people, less than 10% of the Republican Party, and then they completely miss the story of the millions of new voters, new donors, new workers, people who've never been involved in the process before, who are flocking to the Trump banner. I was fortunate to speak to Donald today, and you know those conversations are private and proprietary, but I must tell you, he is really pumped up. He is really excited. He had a phenomenal crowd in West Virginia yesterday. Now, he makes a very good point. The West Virginia primary is over. The nomination phase is over, and still there are thousands of people turning out to give voice to this revolution. So I have never seen anything like this in the 40 years that I have been involved in American politics. Alex, Trump is a force of nature. He is an unabashed nationalist. He believes in America in terms of sovereignty and American power. And I have concluded after yesterday that while he is more than happy to take money from Wall Street, while he is more than happy to recognize that Wall Street will play both sides of the street, that they'll fund Hillary at the same time they fund Trump, Trump is, above all, a businessman. He would be foolish to turn down that money. But given that I have known him for almost 40 years, anybody who thinks Donald Trump can be bought is kidding themselves. He is his own man. His views have been set for 30 years on trade, on immigration, on our absurd fiscal policies. He is still absolutely, I think, in the camp of those who recognize the country needs radical reform, and you're not going to get it from the current two-party leadership.
Roger Stone, you said it. The populism, the almost 3 million new voters coming in, even better than Reagan at this point, they are so scared of his populism. They've lied about him every step of the way. They've been proven totally wrong. And now these arrogant people that ran the Republican Party in the ground, that launched all these evil wars, they tell us that they say we can't have him. What an arrogant group. And look at how their attempt to steal blew up in their face. That con game didn't go well. I smell the death politically of the hijackers of the Republican Party. Beck and others are trying to say he spells the death of the party. No. Trump and populism spells the resurrection of it, in my view.
The smart people in the Republican Party have recognized millions who are coming to our banner. There have been 9 million people have voted for Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. That is the largest number of voters ever garnered by any Republican nominee for president in history, including the great Ronald Reagan. This is a groundswell, and I think it is interesting that Speaker Ryan allows today that he may not support Trump. The manifestation of that, which I can report directly, is, Alex, there's an insurrection today in the House among the backbenchers who want to support Trump. We're trying to figure out what's wrong with their leader. Trump was fielding phone calls from congressmen all morning who are coming on board, who are who want Trump to visit their districts and their states, and who
he would turbocharge them all. But Ryan and the rhinos do not want access to the other Republicans of this superstar, because Trump with populism and the libertarians could take the whole party over. Oh, what a dream.
Yeah, I mean, one major plus today, as you know, George Bush 43 and George Bush 41 announcing that they will not support Trump. This I view as a major plus. Those are two failed presidencies. George W. Bush crashed our economy and wasted money and blood on a pointless war in which America's...
These are two New World Order minions. Let me ask you this then. What are the threats that listeners should be aware of? What should we do to continue moving this forward? What do you expect Hillary to do? You know, what's the next hurdles to get over here?
Well, let's talk about the convention, because I have, as I'm sure you have, Alex, been contacted by many patriots who are saying, are you sure we should stand down? Are you sure we aren't going to be subject to some sneak attack by Ted Cruz and his Bush family patrons, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, Paul Singer, and the rest of
the answer is, let me guess, do not stand down, because the sneak attack will be Soros people trying to dominate and control. We need to totally overwhelm them with patriot numbers as a show of support. Is that a good statement?
That is exactly right. And I spoke to the organizers of what was the Stop the Steal rally, which is now going to become a unity and victory rally. And Alex, they're very, very excited about your speaking there in Cleveland. And there's no evidence that the groundswell of people coming to Cleveland has been abated.
Oh, no. This is where we're going to face the goblins of Soros more than ever, folks. Now that he has clearly dominated ahead of time, your numbers need to be bigger in my gut level analysis now more than ever.
It's certainly possible. And I think it's important for patriots to show up and to turn out. Let's take nothing for granted. Now, I do think, based on meetings I was in today, that the key committees of the convention, rules, credentials, platform, are going to fall into the hands of the Trump operation. I think it gets harder and harder to pull some backroom steel. The platform now becomes more important, because we want that to be a nationalist document that reflects the views of Donald Trump, not a neocon document that represents the failed policies of the Bushes.
Beautiful. What about VP? So many folks are saying, get the governor, the former governor of Oklahoma, who's a woman. I'm not for gimmicks, but she's a great lady. Wouldn't that be a good coup against Hillary's female vote claim?
Well, one thing that President Richard Nixon once told me was, when looking for a running mate, don't try to find somebody who can help you. You'd be lucky to find somebody who doesn't hurt you. That is, of course, ironic in view of the fact that both of the running mates that he chose, Spiro Agnew and Henry Cabot Lodge, turned out to be disasters that hurt him in the 68 and the 1960 campaigns. I think you can get too clever here. The good news is that Donald Trump, without the prospect of a contested convention, has much, much broader latitude in who he chooses. He doesn't have to go check the boxes, pick a woman, pick a Hispanic, pick a career politician. And therefore, I got the impression, and he holds this very close to his vest, that he is going to look at a broad cross-section of people that perhaps we haven't considered yet. Now, you do have to be cognizant of the need for vetting. The only advantage of taking somebody who has run for president in the most recent cycle, a John Kasich, a Marco Rubio, is that they're fully vetted. I really don't get the impression that that is where he's headed.
So when you say, because boy, I'm salivating here for the exclusiveness of this, when you say he's looking into a section no one ever looked into, is that military? Is that industry? I mean, please tell us what that section is.
Well, I think it could be military, because when he said, I want somebody from the political system, I think what he actually meant was, I need somebody who knows how the government runs. That didn't necessarily mean an elected politician. So it could be somebody from the military. I think that Trump is very, very shrewd. He understands that two business people on a ticket with no government experience is probably not the best prescription for government. And he wants somebody who can navigate the walls of government to implement his program over the objections.
Sure. Isn't Chris Christie geographically too close, though?
I think Chris Christie is would be the wrong choice for a couple reasons. First of all, the George Washington Bridge scandal is probably not over. The people charged in that scandal are going to go to trial shortly. There's also a very significant civil trial, and it remains to be seen until those two trials are over what Chris Christie's vulnerabilities may or may not be. Geographically, it doesn't make sense. I think it would send the wrong signal. I think Trump is thinking much broader than that. Now, we can all be surprised. Only he is going to make this choice. He's not a man who tips his hand in advance. But I think he's looking at a broad cross-section of people, not necessarily elected politicians.
Well, if I had to give Trump advice, I would tell him go into areas where the social justice warriors are attacking, that continues to discredit them, and to go where folks are waving foreign flags and screaming, you know, kill Donald Trump. I mean, undoubtedly, our footage and other people's footage of that, I think, pushed him way over the edge. To have the communist Chinese and the Pope and all these foreigners just screaming and yelling and telling us what to do, and our own president telling the UK, you've got to stay in the EU. I mean, people are sick of our countries being run by outside interest.
Well, I also have to tell you that a major concern for the overall Trump campaign is, of course, that Hillary has a well-oiled financial machine. She is drowning in Soros money and other illicit, and in some cases, illegal money. And Trump has run a completely grassroots campaign that, as you know, he's largely funded out of his own wallet. So they must very quickly ramp up a financing operation. Now, there's even more news about this group, the Great America PAC. And I want to warn Trump financial donors and those who want to help, this PAC is a scam. Yesterday, Jesse Benton, former aide to Ron Paul and Rand Paul, was convicted of bribery in Iowa for bribing voters and bribing elected officials.
Wow, I didn't know that. He was convicted?
He was convicted. You can find that in the Washington Post.
Wow, he's involved in this? Wow.
Yes. Ed Rollins.
Never liked him.
Ed Rollins, who recently signed on, your viewers may not know this, but his daytime job is working for Teneo. Teneo is the Bill and Hillary connected lobbying firm run by Doug Band, who is, you know, essentially Bill Clinton's bag man. So the chairwoman of this organization, the Great America PAC, Amy Kramer, resigned today. Over what she said were financial shenanigans and the fact that
Well, I know you've been criticizing it for weeks, and Trump's people have, so that looks to be sinking now. I know Trump doesn't do real PACs. He needs some to protect himself. You've done one to promote free speech, not really a PAC. But so where do people support Trump? Just by the ball caps? Or?
Well, it remains to be seen. This morning he gave an interview in which he basically conceded super PACs are a necessary evil, and that he has a lot of people out there that want to support him, and that he really can't tell them what to do. To me, that means that that individual citizens need to move forward and act.
So it's simple. If you like sovereignty, if you like lower taxes, if you like getting off the coal mines back, if you like cheaper energy, if you want to put America first, or at least on the equal playing field, support Trump, and he says, I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. As long as he doesn't go back on his pledges, I don't see that as an issue.
Rock solid, Alex, rock solid. Donald Trump is not going to abandon Trumpism. Anybody on Wall Street who thinks that Trump can be bought or bullied.
No, that's why they're so scared of him. I get it. They're more scared than ever. So let me ask you this then. What about the story? I called you yesterday. You were going to New York. You didn't know yet, but I have my sources, and I looked it up. The guy's connected to Goldman Sachs, the Koch brothers, George Soros. I mean, I know when you get in politics, they're all connected to it, and Trump's never has been. That's why he's such an outsider. But what about this new finance head? You weren't sure at the time. An hour later, it turned out that was his new finance head. Exclusive Koch Soros insiders attempt to take over Trump campaign. Do you know anything about this?
Well, I learned about it as you did. But as I say, now that I have been over to Trump Tower and had a number of conversations, I'm entirely comfortable. Trump is using them. They're not using him. Trump is going to take the Wall Street money. But if the boys on Wall Street think they're buying anything. They don't understand Donald Trump. He is not a guy you can buy. So hedge fund managers are going to pay a higher tax rate, Alex. He's not going to give up his opposition to the...
Yeah, that's why he's so mad at him. Well, because they've already had it basically tax exempt with this Irish shuffle or whatever that stuff is where they go offshore. I mean, that is fair. They pay taxes if they... I mean, yeah.
Well, and the treatment of carried interest for the hedge fund donors. These guys gave Jeb Bush $100 million to stop Trump, and they failed. And in the end, Jeb Bush ended up emulating Donald Trump's position on how hedge fund managers should be taxed.
That is great irony. I've never seen them not give to both sides. I mean, and now if they get forced to go give to Trump, that is going to be sick.
You know, the great part is they think they're conning him. He's conning them. Donald Trump can't be conned. He's too smart for that.
So you've talked to him, and he said, yeah, I've got some of the best managers. I'm going to open the floodgates up. But he's not going to even look at the donations then. They're just going to pour in. He's going to use them.
Yeah, I don't think he has any choice. We're up against a multi-billion-dollar effort by Hillary and Bill Clinton and their many financial tentacles. So I think he has to operate within the law. He's going to have to take campaign funds, which now, by the way, all go to the Republican Party. They all go to the Victory Fund. But any special interest who thinks you can buy a piece of Donald Trump by donating, they're going to be very, very...
I was about to say, what about that problem with the leadership still saying they want to kill them politically, and then money people give go to them? I mean, Paul Ryan, just, I'm so sick of him.
Yeah, I agree.
We've only got 2 minutes left. I appreciate you popping in with us and giving us these exclusives. What are the other bombshells? Any other big tidbits, Mr. Stone?
Well, it's interesting that new polling we have looked at shows that the gap between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump just within the last week has closed to single digits. So the mainstream media claim that Trump is hopelessly behind. He can't possibly make up this ground. That narrative is entirely false. Supporters of Trump, patriots, free thinkers, don't be daunted by these poll numbers. Trump is well in range, and he has gained substantially since the Indiana primary. So I'm more bullish than ever. And here's the things I like. The polling that I have looked at, Trump is running substantially ahead of where Romney and McCain ran among African
Americans. But if he attacks her, she's weak. It'll destroy her. No one ever attacks her.
I don't think we have to worry about that whatsoever. Donald Trump completely understands her great vulnerabilities. Her abuse of women, her disastrous tenure as Secretary of State,
Benghazi.
Fiasco in Benghazi, the entire deposing of Gaddafi in Libya, and then there's the Clinton Foundation, a slush fund for grifters.
Sure, when you talk to him, though, I would caution him. People know she was with Obama, and they created him to a certain extent. Go after Fast and Furious. Go after IRS persecution. Just hit her with everything. It's all her fault. The derivatives, the scams of the 90s, destroy them. Just hit her on every front. Bring her down. And I tell you, it's good news. The FBI is getting closer to her. What's your word on that? I mean, they're talking to all her girlfriends right now.
Yeah, I mean, the real question here is, do Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills take the fall? Now, if you listen to Hillary's operation, they'll tell you she's not even under investigation, that we must be delusional. When my friend Judge Napolitano, who is a great fan of yours, Alex, goes on and lays this out, the clowns at Media Matters for America insist that she's not even under investigation. What planet do these fellows live on? So, you know, I think justice is going to be served one way or another, and that's a steamer trunk on her back. Let me just say this. Trump completely understands her vulnerabilities. He knows that he has gotten embarrassment of riches when it comes to issues that he can raise about her past conduct, her integrity, and her disastrous public record. She is not going to know what hit her.
Hillary Clinton's not going to know what hit her. Roger Stone, have a great weekend. I know you're working hard. God bless you, my friend. Wow, exciting times. Any way you slice it, this is the ultimate political war game of the century. Total blood sport.